We've just celebrated an addition to the Strassel family and to our community. Yet here I am talking about what we might leave behind when we leave this earth. You might wonder if they are connected. I believe they are. This stream of thought began when I heard about Randy Pausch's last lecture on the Unitarian Universalist Association's website. They had interviewed him as a newly famous UU. Pausch is a professor at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh. Was, actually. He died in July of pancreatic cancer. He had been invited by his university to give a lecture summarizing all he might have to say to posterity. This is apparently not uncommon at universities today. They ask noted professors to give their wisdom to the world. Most such lecturers are not dying of cancer, though. Pausch was 47, married with 3 children, all 5 or under. Pausch was a computer scientist, focused on the human-computer interface. He assisted in the writing of a software program named Alice, which makes learning computer language easier, easy enough that children can learn it. His presentation was a PowerPoint set of slides. The first thing he did was introduce the elephant in the room. The slide was his CAT scan of his tumors, all 10 of them, complete with arrows pointing them out. Then he talked about the life lessons he had learned and very little about computer education. His lecture was entitled, Really Achieving Your Childhood Dreams. He began, of course, by enumerating those dreams and telling the stories of how he had or had not achieved them and what he learned getting there. His dreams included experiencing zero gravity, playing in the NFL, writing an article in the World Book Encyclopedia, being Captain Kirk, winning stuffed animals, and being a Walt Disney Imagineer. You can tell this guy isn't Unitarian. He is ever the optimist, much more a Tigger than an Eeyore, and he uses those analogies. Bouncing up and down, eager for the next adventure. He even did some push-ups on stage to say, yes, I'm in good shape, but I am dying. Rarely worrying about any potential dangers lurking around the corner, never afraid of his shadow. Pausch was realistic most of the time, but he was much more interested in the fun there was to be had than whatever pitfalls there might be. You can watch this last lecture on YouTube or on Carnegie Mellon University site or on Randy Pausch's site. He's an engaging speaker. It's no wonder he was a popular professor. The other video of him online is his 90-minute lecture on time management. I am glad for him that he is able to be so task-focused that he conducted his phone calls standing up. They're shorter that way. His desk included 3 computer monitors, one for his to-do list, one for his calendar, and I guess one for his computer work. The rest of his desk includes mundane things like Kleenex, pens, post-it notes, thank you cards. He's big on thank you cards, handwritten thank you cards. There are no piles of paper. I guess my desk wouldn't qualify as organized. He is absolutely organized and thinks everyone else should work that way. The advice he gave was of the concrete kind. The value of teamwork. Asking for what you want. Sometimes you'll get it. Follow those crazy dreams. You might well get there. He knows you won't if you don't try. Share the Carnival One teddy bears with others. You're sharing something of yourself. Enjoy today as it is. It might be your last day. And maybe most important, empower the dreams of others, particularly those of your children. At the end of the lecture, he asked the audience if they had figured out the real reason he has taken the time and energy, limited by this point, to do this last lecture. The answer was, it's for my children. So they will have something of me to take away, even though they won't remember much of me alive. The context, of course, makes the advice all the more poignant. I've also been reading Reverend Dr. Forrest Church's most recent book, Love and Death, My Journey Through the Valley of the Shadow. The son of a more or less famous Idaho senator, Forrest Church is a Unitarian Universalist minister, and a well-published one at that. 23 books plus some thousand sermons, he says. Church, too, has cancer, esophageal cancer, and so he is reevaluating his life. Twice now, he has written letters to all the members of his congregation saying, "They tell me I only have months to live." So far, he's outlasted the predictions twice and continues to preach in his pulpit at All Souls Unitarian Church in New York City about once a month. And the sermons are online in written form. There's a truism that ministers really have only one sermon. They just dress it up differently every week. Church claims that his one sermon is the same as this book title, Love and Death. His definition of religion revolves around death. He believes that religion is our human response to the dual reality of being alive and having to die. We are the religious animal. Knowing that we must die, he says, we question, what is the meaning of life? We ask these religious questions. Where did I come from? Who am I? Where am I going? What is life's purpose? What does this all signify? His book is a reprise of a number of his sermons with context and commentary added. He is pensive. In one sermon, he likens life to the movie Titanic. You know the outcome, but you go to the theater to hear the story anyway. He says, the great thing about this movie is that it puts us smack in the middle of a magnificent ship, which then sinks in a bone-shaking way. If we have even the slightest amount of imagination, life is precisely like that. We board this great ship, a ship far more magnificent than any shaped by human hands. We sail into the deep. We romance on the lower deck or preen on the upper. We fall in love. Things happen that test our mettle. We rise and fall to occasions. And then at the end of the story, there is always an iceberg. Cancer, a heart attack, a wild drunken driver, and our ship goes down. This was written before he was diagnosed with cancer. That particular day, his advice to the congregation was, before the ship hits the iceberg, pick up the phone and reconnect with your loved ones. Pick up the gauntlet. Do whatever it takes. Take a few chances. Dare to live before you die. When the cancer recurred, Church went into a second round of treatment. The first diagnosis had brought his family round him more tightly. It made him realize just how much he was grateful for. Good health when he had it, children, friends, parents, his whole congregation. One of the theological mantras he keeps hearing in his head is, whether or not there is life after death, surely there is love after death. Indeed, grieving is the proof that love exists. Another of his mantras, be yourself, not someone else or someone else's dream for you. Not very different here than Randy Pausch. Church also suggested, want what you have. No, he didn't want his cancer, but he does want to treasure the good things he does have. He figures that spending time regretting what he can't have is a waste of time and energy. He says we should think instead for things a little closer to hand, like the courage to bear up under pain, the grace to take our successes lightly, the liberation that comes with forgiveness, the energy to address tasks that await our doing, the meaning to be found in giving ourselves to others, the patience to surmount things that are dragging us down, the joy to be gained in even the smallest endeavor. It's been an interesting read this last few weeks as I've gone through these reflections on life, as each of these writers contemplates their own end. I have become a little more reflective of my own life, my own legacy. It makes me wonder, what do I think my own life legacy might be? And I invite you to consider that question for yourselves. Personally, I hope that I have lived as well as I can, both in this community and as an individual. The health of this congregation matters immensely to me, and I hope that I live and work within it in a healthy way. I also hope that the relationships I am in personally flourish. I am learning that I am not so easy to get to know and know well, that I hold myself in reserve often. Perhaps this is a hazard of moving too often on top of being an introvert by nature. Relationships interrupted by distance are a loss. Perhaps I try to protect myself too much from such loss. Yes, I hope that the close relationships I do have will be treasured and not taken for granted. One of the core values of Universalism is love. Love between people and between people and their God. My kind of God is all in the relationships anyway. It's that attractive force that finds the ties that bind even when they're frayed a little. For me, God is that attraction that pushes me to build relationships with the most unexpected people and with landscapes. These reflections are something like, what do you think will be said at your memorial service? But this isn't your memorial service. You're here. I invite you to think about it. You could even do something if you wanted to do differently. What do you want to be remembered for? What will your life legacy be? I invite you to consider that for a few moments. Amen and blessed be.